How long those will last?
Last all week or more.
Amanda Lee is buying an armful of flowers. She's picked out four big bunches from a vendor at the Thousand Oaks Farmers Market. Take away the masks and the social distancing, and it almost feels like a normal Thursday afternoon at the market. How do people feel we're doing? Lee says for at least a while, life is going to be different.
I think it's going to be hard until the vaccine come out for everyone. I guess the face mask is going to be like everyday life when people come out.
Wayne Ross is a longtime Thousand Oaks resident.
Some people are able to handle it. Some people are getting a little stir crazy, but I think it should be, they should be getting into the routine.
Chaney Elberg says there have been so many twists and turns in the coronavirus crisis, it's hard to develop a new routine.
I don't think people have settled into a routine. I think we're still in shock, and I think we're still navigating this. I think it's 8 weeks in for myself, and I'm not in a routine. I'm going through phases of ups and downs, and the 7 week itch really hurt my mental mood and the kids' moods. I think we're surviving right now, and a routine will happen later.
Karen Wesselschott is with the Ventura County Certified Farmers Market.
People are just grateful to be able to come out here, and it's been going pretty well. In fact, we had a customer, they hadn't been out of the house for 2 months, and this was their first time. You know, it's people in all different stages of understanding.
While many people are still trying to adjust to life with the coronavirus crisis, some say they've at least mastered the issue of getting essentials like food and household goods.
I think it's getting better. As long as you go early in the morning, like I went to Vons 2 days ago in the morning around 8, I was able to get toilet paper.
Some of the stores, it's still empty where the toilet paper goes, like at Gilson's and stuff. We haven't really had to, we still had enough meat on hand. We haven't really tried to look for that yet, but we're looking. We're going to have to go tomorrow, I think, and try and get some at Costco.
At the big stores, there's stuff that's been out, but it seems like it's replenishing now. So there have been things I haven't been able to find, but I just buy something else.
But there's at least one person with a big smile. Denise Ebner is happy. She says she hit the fruit and veggie jackpot at the farmer's market.
Spinach, beets, cauliflower, strawberries, and avocados.
One shopper at this farmer's market put things in perspective. She says 3 months ago, buying some garlic at a supermarket wasn't even something she'd give a second thought. That was before it was gone from her regular store. Finding it here at the farmer's market was something to get excited about. A little victory in a very different time. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.